My work is based on a premise, a truth, really, that the answer to any question, the solution to the yet unsolved puzzle that is your life, the key to unlocking the secrets to success, however you are defining it, that is all within you. It is awakening to your own power, to your own possibility. It is the pill for all that ails you, the prescription for success. I am a provocateur. I ask the questions that invite you to go deeper, realizing that sometimes it takes an experienced facilitator, a guide, to evoke your inner wisdom, because you have the answers. I have the process, the insight, intuition, and methodology to remind you of who you truly are, to invite you today and every day to see the power, potential, and possibility in every circumstance, to live rather than exist, and to thrive rather than simply survive. I am Mark Ward, and this is The Pill.
Assumption override. Please engage critical thinking now.
Check your pills. You take the red pill, you stay in Wonderland. And I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes.
Check your pills. Change your thinking. Change your life.
It's a very dark time, at least in the United States. I don't think many people would argue with me on that. And yet, it is imperative, it is vital that we remember that despite how things may appear at any given moment, that light is always present. There are cloudy days, but the sun is always ever present and shining above those clouds. Without dark, there can be no light. And in the human experience, I believe we are called to encompass and evoke the light, to shine it in the dark place, which most often is ourselves. There is so much need in the world. It is difficult to know which way to turn, right? I mean, the temptation is avoidance, to allow feelings of overwhelm and powerlessness to take hold, to bury our heads safely away, or wait until someone far more gifted and more equipped does something, anything. We will just stay silent, inactive. After all, you know, we have our own lives that require attention. So maybe tomorrow. And there is guilt for not doing more, for not being more, for not, if only I could care a little more, if I could do a little more, if only I could, well, I don't even know what at this point. I just know that I feel anxious. And it's the kind of nagging anxiety that seems to have no specific root or focus. It just is that feeling that you forgot to do that which was so important to do. You cannot believe that you failed to accomplish such an important task, but you don't even remember what the task is anymore, but you feel shame, anxiety. Well, I'm here to tell you, to remind us all that it's okay. It's okay. It's all going to be okay. You cannot single-handedly save the world, but you can single-handedly save yourself. And if we all focus on doing that, just that, then the world will collectively turn on its axis, because we are a collective, you see, and each change can create a ripple that becomes a wave that can shift our consciousness, our presence, our connections, Either way. So, for those who are feeling overwhelmed, who tire of hearing people like me talk and talk and talk, speaking lots of words and saying what seems to amount to absolutely nothing, breathe into that truth that is all your own. Worry not about what you are doing. Let that go for now. And focus on who you are being. Who are you being? Who would you like to be? What is the adjective that best describes your best self as you would like to show up in your world today? How is that behavior demonstrated? What is the evidence that suggests that that is true? How will you be the personification of that, of your desire today? Begin there. Who you are affects the way that you do the things that you do. So if you are conscious, if you are intentional on who you are as you walk this planet today, it will make a difference, not only in your life, but in the lives of those with whom you interact. Who do you want to be today? Who are you today? That is a new design for living, a conscious way of living. And if I can be of any assistance to you, let me know. Use me. Allow my gifts and talents to be of service to others today. That's why I'm here. To whom are you listening? You know, it's really important to not allow your own mind to impede the power and potential of your spirit. The greatest and really the only real enemy that you have on this journey that is your life is yourself. So when you find the voice of fear whispering in your ear, which it is always going to do from time to time, reminding you of your limitations, remember the truth. Fear operates on the prejudice of past experience. It intends to keep you forever safe and from any form of change that it perceives as dangerous. But we know that growth requires a step into the discomfort of the unknown. So only the momentum of action will begin to quiet that voice of opposition from those around you, and especially from that team that is in your head. Your past is not an indication of your future. So like any great athlete, you are able to surpass your personal best. So here's the invitation. Take some time today to focus on your highest vision. What would you do if nothing could stop you? What would you do if you could do anything that you wanted to do? Now, listen, you may have done this exercise 100 times. I'm certainly not the first person that you've heard suggest it, I'm quite sure. But do it again today and just see if you receive new information. Do you have an emotional response to this exercise? Do not sabotage your own life by allowing the voices of mediocrity and fear to manage your actions. This day is never coming again. So why not use it?
Sun is out. I've got something I can laugh about. I feel good in a special way. I'm in love and it's a sunny day. Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine. We take a walk. The
sun is shining down. Burns my feet as they touch the ground. Then we lie beneath the shady tree. I love her, she's loving me. She feels good, you know she's looking fine. I'm so proud to know that she is mine.
Hey, I hope you will subscribe to my blog. You will find it at newdesign.com, and that is spelled NUDESIGN.com. It looks like newdesign.com. You can also follow me on Instagram and Twitter at AskMarkWard, and you can also join me on Facebook at facebook.com/AskMarkWard. Hope to see you there.